Twins and Royals playing the second game of their doubleheader. Introducing right-hander Félix Jorge. He makes his Major League debut starting for the Twins. He's just up from Double-A Chattanooga. Trailing early 2-0, he'd settle in the third.
Swung on.
Got him. Came back and got him. Good job.
First big league strikeout. Got him. Looking. At 95, a perfect fastball on the outside corner, two down. And now Hamill really needs to get to work with Sano at the plate and two men on.
And hit high in the air, left center field. That ball is hit a ton. And that ball's gone. A three-run homer for Miguel Sano, and the Twins now lead 4-2. Curve ground ball, it's going to be fair inside the line. Rosario's going to score. Polanco runs well. He's going to be waved around third. And Castro's going to end up at third base. And Buddy delivers. Hit high in the air, left field. It's a no-doubter. Soler with a two-run homer. And now it's 7-4 Twins.
The 1-1 is bloop. Shallow left field. Escobar won't get it. Base hit. 8-5 Twins on the fifth hit tonight for Rosario, a career high.
They tack on a couple more to take the second game 10-5. As the Twins pound 14 hits, Eddie Rosario has a career-high 5 of them in their 10-5 victory over the Royals in Game 2 of the doubleheader. Here's Rosario describing his huge Saturday night.
When you got the first two, you go to the play, another hit, you say, hey, it's your day. See the ball hitting, try the hitting good, and that's it. When your hands, it feels good in the home plate, you're not doing too much.
Been a long road trip. You guys needed to win, and today you lean on a kid up from Double A. How much fun did you have watching this kid have success tonight?
Yeah, it's really special. This guy is. I see this guy play before in minor league. I'm happy for him. You know, when my first day in major league, I have homer and first pitch is when you in the first day MLB debut. It's awesome day for him.
Warm day, fun night for sure with the win, but you've been here for 13 hours. You're one of three players that Paul Molitor put out in the field for both games. How do you stay mentally sharp for a day like this when you got to play two?
You're going to rest in the first one. When you go in the lineup in the second game, you want to try to help the team, you know, the win. And the last couple games I lose. I want to try to help the team.
How nice would it be tomorrow to win a game and end up with a winning road trip?
Yes, it's good for tomorrow, you know? I want to try to win tomorrow and go happy flight to home. I want to see, I don't know what happened this week.
The series ends Sunday afternoon with Hector Santiago on the mound for Minnesota up against Travis Wood of the Royals.